USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A security scare at a busy Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta leaves three people with non-life-threatening injuries in a panic that followed the false reports of an active shooter at the airport. They say, in fact, there was no active shooter. No serious injuries were reported, though those three did end up having to be treated at the scene. This is coming as millions of Americans are, of course, starting to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. A Georgia judge denying a defense motion for a mistrial in the Ahmaud Arbery murder case. As Arbery family lawyer Lee Merritt says, it means the trial's going to resume on Monday.
Prosecution has granted this jury more than enough evidence to find these men guilty on all charges.
The three suspects say they believed that the victim was a burglar and they were attempting to make a citizen's arrest. And this is USA.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Protests and demonstrations in city streets across the nation. No, not about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, although, as we told you, there have been some of those in the United States. But it's Austria where you've been hearing this, as a national lockdown and a plan to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations has been issued. Coronavirus infections in that European nation have hit a record high. Thousands of demonstrators, though, gathering in Vienna today to protest the new restrictions. Joe Exotic, no longer in a Texas prison where he's been. The Tiger King star has been transferred from that correctional facility in Fort Worth to a federal medical center in North Carolina, as a social media account run by his lawyer says he's been diagnosed with cancer. And the transfer is part of his treatment. The second season of Tiger King is going to be seen on Netflix. And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card, play more. Chat with other players, meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
It's President Biden's 79th birthday, and on the eve of it, he had his annual physical, and the White House says he passed it, being deemed healthy and fit to execute his duties. Dr. Kevin O'Connor determining that Biden's in overall good health after Biden visited Walter Reed Medical Center for a colonoscopy and otherwise routine checkup. In a six-page summary of the president's annual physical, O'Connor noted that Biden's frequent throat clearing, which he attributed to a digestive disorder, is nothing to be concerned about, and he also mentioned spinal arthritis, which has contributed to a stiffer gait when President Biden walks. Democrats celebrating House passage of a $1.7 trillion social spending bill, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, while calling the bill monumental, concedes it has an uncertain future in the U.S. Senate. Is back for a second year in a row, the weather phenomenon. It's getting stronger, in fact, in the Pacific Ocean. And NOAA's Climate Prediction Center says there's now a 90% chance of La Nina sticking around through February. That 90% chance does drop down to about 50% come March, April, and May. Forecasters believe Oregon and Washington will have a wetter winter than usual because of La Nina, while Southern California will probably see below average rainfall. Climate scientists say Northern California falls in between, so that's harder to predict. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.